Mit Asana ist KI nicht mehr nur ein Tool, sondern ein Teammitglied. Jetzt hilft Asana AI Ihnen, Ihre Ziele besser zu erreichen und verknüpft sie mit relevanten Projekten, damit alles planmäßig verläuft. So arbeiten Ihre Teams intelligenter und schneller. Asana, die führende Plattform für KI-gestütztes Workmanagement. Jetzt kostenlos testen auf asana.com. asana.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Oscar.
Hello, the Naked Scientists. It's Oscar from Oxfordshire here. And my question today formed when I returned from a drive up to motorway speeds and there was a snail in my wheel. This got me wondering, do snails get dizzy? All the best.
Thanks, Oscar. What a lovely question. I hope we'll be able to allay your concerns over the well-being of your unsuspecting road trip partner. The first thing to say is that we humans feel dizziness as a result of our vestibular system. That is, the sensory system in our inner ear that helps us maintain balance and spatial orientation. If you spin around really fast, fluid in your ear moves really fast too. This will start to make you feel dizzy, even while you're still spinning. But when you stop, the liquid in your balance organ keeps moving for some time after, so your brain gives you the disorienting feeling that you're still spinning. But what's going on in snails? Do they have similar anatomy to us in this regard? John Ablett is senior curator of Mollusca at the Natural History Museum.
So how do snails understand their 3D position in their environment? They do that through statocysts, and these are structures in the head that sense movement, orientation in relation to gravity, and of course acceleration, deacceleration. And it's similar to how a fish sense its position in an aquatic environment. So statocysts are capsules filled with liquid, and there are statoliths floating within these. And as soon as the snail moves or changes its position, inertia makes the statoliths float, hitting the statocyst wall, and there are small hairs that detect the contact point, which is then processed and allows the snail to work out its position in space. So that's how a snail senses its environment. And this is very different from how we do. And so in short, although it's probably very hard to say for certain, it's very, very unlikely that snails get dizzy.
There you have it, Oscar. Unlike our more sophisticated vestibular system, complete with semicircular canals which indicate rotational movement, snails rely on less information-rich signals detected by hairs surrounding statocysts as they knock into them, which is why we think snails probably don't get dizzy. Hopefully the snail on your car wheel was okay. Thanks to John Ablett from the Natural History Museum for helping us with the answer. Next time, we're answering this question from listener Jim.
Hi, this is Jim in Dallas. And my question is a medical one. It concerns the human skin. And my question is, sometimes when I pinch near my knee, I will feel a tingling or tickling sensation behind one of my shoulder blades. What's up with that?
Well, we'll try and find out for you, Jim. Remember to have your say on this and all of our other questions on the forum. Log on to nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.